Good evening. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and occasionally put in something a little different or odd, a reading, a story, a joke, and I call those odd things Wombats. And I do have a wombat for you tonight. I'm going to continue reading from Alice in Wonderland. I read you some last week, and there's more for the wombat later in the show tonight. We're going to start off with one of my all-time favorites, Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Been looking like a queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Picture every move that a man could make. Getting lost in her loving is your first mistake. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again. It's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. It's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
That was Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot. Next up is a classic old-time fiddle tune, Angeline the Baker. I've mentioned before, I went to a week where I took an introduction to fiddle class every morning, and we spent the entire week on this one tune. So it's kind of deep in my head. Then we played it at the campus concert at the end of the week. But this is a particularly good recording of Angeline the Baker. And it also has two tunes together. The second one's very similar. Sal's Got Mud Between Her Toes. This group playing it is the Wayfarers, and I particularly like their arrangement. So this is Angeline the Baker and Sal's got mud between her toes. That was Angeline the Baker and Sal's Got Mud Between Her Toes by the Wayfarers. Next up is Knocking on Heaven's Door. This is the song written by Bob Dylan to go with a movie where a sheriff is dying and he's telling his mother, "Take my badge, I can't use it anymore, take my guns." And there are a number of good versions. So this one I haven't played before. It's called Knocking on Heaven's Door by the Afro Fiesta with Tanguero.
Getting dark, dark. knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Mama, put my guns on the ground. Shoot down anymore. That cold black cloud is coming down. I'm sick and tired of the war. I've been knocking,
knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's
Bellamy, Kileni dia kamosani lako, eto menzizi zinkotele, koko koko tila muela zulu,
knock knock knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
I'm knocking, yeah.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
One more time, one more time.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Knocking on Heaven's Door by Afro Fiesta with Tanguero. The next song is Time After Time, and Cyndi Lauper made the original, which was so great. So I've learned not to judge a cover by whether it's as good as. It's like it has to go into a different dimension. Is it a good song? Do I want to play it? And the answer is yes. This is Time After Time, done by Jonah Baker. And it features music, travel, love. So, Time After Time.
Lying in my bed, I hear the clock ticking. Think of you, caught up in circles. Confusion is nothing new.
Flashback, warm nights, almost left behind. Suitcase of memories.
Time after, sometimes you picture me. I'm walking too far ahead. You're calling to
a second hand unwind. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time. After my picture fades and darkness has turned to gray. Watching through windows, you're wondering if I'm okay. Secrets stolen from deep inside, and the drum beats out of time. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall,
Time After Time by Jonah Baker. Next up is Jimmy Buffett with A Pirate Looks at 40. And I love the line in here. Yes, I am a pirate. 200 years too late. I imagine what that feels like.
Mother, Mother Ocean, I have heard you call. Wanted to sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall. You've seen it all. You've seen it all. Watched the man who rode you switch from sails to steam, and in your belly you hold the treasures few have ever seen. Most of them dream, most of them dream. Yes, I am a pirate, 200 years too late. The cannons don't thunder, there's nothing to plunder. I'm an over 40 victim of fate, arriving too late, arriving too late. But I've done a bit of smuggling, and I've run my share of grass. I made enough money to buy Miami, but I pissed it away. Never meant to last, never meant to last. And I have been drunk now for over 2 weeks. I passed out and I ratted and I strung a few leaks. But I got to stop fishing, got to go fishing down the rock bottom again. Just a few friends, just a few.
smile just takes a while. Just takes a while. Mother, Mother Ocean, after all the years I've found, my occupational hazard be, my occupation's just not around. I feel like I drown. Gonna hit a town. I feel like I drown. Gonna hit uptown.
Jimmy Buffett with A Pirate Looks at 40. It's wombat time. Here comes today's wombat, Alice and the Caterpillar Part 2. I want to warn you that what's happening is Alice is eating from the magic cake that makes her bigger or smaller. At one point, she gets so large that she can't even figure out where her body is, and very confusing. So be confused with me and enjoy the show. Alice and the Caterpillar were discussing the fact that she was only 3 inches tall and didn't think it very good, and the caterpillar thought 3 inches was just fine. So we're going to resume the conversation as the caterpillar soon leaves the scene. The caterpillar said, "You'll get used to it in time," and put the hookah into its mouth, began smoking again. This time Alice waited patiently until it chose to speak again. In a minute or two, the caterpillar took the hookah out of its mouth and yawned once or twice and shook itself. Then it got down off the mushroom and crawled away in the grass, merely remarking as it went, "One side will make you grow taller, and the other will make you grow shorter." "One side of what? The other side of what?" thought Alice to herself.
"Of the mushroom," said the caterpillar, just as if she had asked it aloud, and in another moment it was out of sight.
Alice remained looking thoughtfully at the mushroom for a moment, trying to make out which were the two sides of it. And as it was perfectly round, she found this a very difficult question. However, at last she stretched her arm around it as far as they would go and broke off a bit of the edge with each hand. "And now which is which?" she said to herself, and nibbled a little bit of the right-hand bit to try the effect. The next moment she felt a violent blow beneath her chin. It had struck her foot. She was a good deal frightened by this very sudden change, but she felt that there was no time to be lost, as she was shrinking rapidly, so she set to work at once to eat some of the other bit. Her chin was pressed so closely against her foot that there was hardly room to open her mouth, but she did it at last and managed to swallow a morsel of the left-hand bit. "Come, my head's free at last," said Alice in a tone of delight, which changed into alarm in another moment when she found that her shoulders were nowhere to be found. All she could see when she looked down was an immense length of neck, which seemed to rise like a stalk out of a sea of green leaves that lay far below her. "What can all that green stuff be?" said Alice. "And where have my shoulders got to? And oh, my poor hands! And how is it I can't see you?" She was moving them about as she spoke, but no result seemed to follow, except a little shaking among the distant green leaves. And there seemed to be no chance of getting her hands up to her head. She tried to get her head down to them, and was delighted to find that her neck would bend about easily in any direction, like a serpent. She had succeeded in curving it down into a graceful zigzag, and was going to dive in among the leaves, which she found to be nothing but the tops of trees under which she had been wandering, when a sharp hiss made her draw back in a hurry. A large pigeon had flown into her face and was beating her violently with its wing.
"Serpent!" screamed the pigeon.
"I'm not a serpent," said Alice indignantly. "Let me alone."
"Serpent, I say again," repeated the pigeon, but in a more subdued tone, and added with a kind of sob, "I've tried every way, and nothing seems to soothe them."
"I haven't the least idea what you're talking about," said Alice. "I've tried the roots of trees. I've tried banks.
and I tried hedges, the pigeons went on, without attending to her. But those serpents, there is no pleasing them. Alice was more and more puzzled, but she thought there was no use in saying anything more till the pigeon had finished. And if it wasn't trouble enough hatching the eggs, said the pigeon, but I must be on the lookout for serpents night and day. Why, I haven't had a wink of sleep for these 3 weeks. I'm very sorry you've been annoyed, said Alice, who was beginning to see its meaning. And just as I'd taken the highest tree in the wood, continued the pigeon, raising its voice to a shriek, and just as I was thinking I should be free of them at last, they must needs come wiggling down from the sky. Oh, serpent! But I'm not a serpent, I tell you, said Alice. Well, what are you? Said the pigeon. I can see you're trying to invent something. I'm a little girl, said Alice, rather doubtfully, as she remembered the number of changes she'd gone through that day. A likely story indeed, said the pigeon, in a tone of the deepest contempt. I've seen a good many little girls in my time, but never one with such a neck as that. No, no, you're a serpent, and there's no use denying it. I suppose you'll be telling me next that you've never tasted an egg. I have tasted eggs, certainly, said Alice, who was a very truthful child. But little girls eat eggs quite as much as serpents do, you know. I don't believe it, said the pigeon. But if they do, why then, they're a kind of serpent, that's all I can say. This was such a new idea to Alice that she was quite silent for a minute or two, which gave the pigeon the opportunity of adding, You're looking for eggs. I know that well enough. And what does it matter to me whether you're a little girl or a serpent? It matters a good deal to me, said Alice hastily, but I'm not looking for eggs. And if I was, I shouldn't want yours. I don't like them raw. Well, be off then, said the pigeon in a sulky tone as it settled down again into its nest. Alice crouched down among the trees as well as she could, for her neck kept getting entangled among the branches, and every now and then she had to stop and untwist it. After a while, she remembered that she still held the pieces of mushroom in her hands, and she set to work very carefully, nibbling first at one and then at the other, and growing sometimes taller and sometimes shorter, until she had succeeded in bringing herself down to her usual height. It was so long since she had been anything near the right size that it felt quite strange at first, but she got used to it in a few minutes and began talking to herself as usual. Come, there's half my plan done now. How puzzling all these changes are. I'm never sure what I'm going to be from one minute to another. However, I've got back to my right size. The next thing is to get into that beautiful garden. How is that to be done, I wonder? And as she said this, she came suddenly upon an open place with a little house in it about 4 feet high. Whoever lives there, thought Alice, it'll never do to come upon them this size. Why, I should frighten them out of their wits. So she began nibbling at the right-hand bit again, and did not venture to go near the house till she had brought herself down to 9 inches high. And that ends the reading from Alice in Wonderland, Chapter 5, Advice from a Caterpillar. Today's Wombat. Next up is a version of Forever and Ever, Amen. This is by a group that's new to me. It's called Music Travel Love.
1, 2, 3, 4. You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. They wonder how I can promise you now. This love that I feel for you always will be. You're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, all this love that I give is gonna be yours. until the day that I die. Oh baby, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, I'd be happy to tell you again. Oh darling, I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever, amen.
They say time takes its toll on the body, makes a young man's brown hair turn gray. Well, honey, I don't care, I ain't in love with your hair. And if it all fell out, well, I'd love you anyway.
Oh, they say time takes its toll on a memory, makes people forget things they do. Easy to see, oh, it's happening to me. 'Cause I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather,
talk about old men.
And if you wonder how long I'll be faithful, oh, just listen to how the song ends. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever, forever and ever, forever and ever.
That was Forever and Ever Amen by Music Travel Love and featured Summer Overstreet. And now it's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC, your radio station at Emory and Henry University. My chance to play for you things I love. And occasionally he's sticking something odd, like the reading we just had from Alice in Wonderland. The next song, I'm going to add a little weight to the show. Years ago, I went to a Broadway show. I was in the New York area for over 30 years and only went to a handful of Broadway shows. I don't know if I regret that or not. And one of them was called Runaways, and it was my favorite show. And this song, Sometimes, is from that. It's about kids who've run away from home, and sometimes it says things get a little rough. So that's what the song's about. Sometimes, from the Broadway musical Runaways.
Sometimes too much of something is just as bad. Not enough, and then the pain is just like hunger. Strange as it seems, sometimes.
Are you going to start preaching at me now?
A person gets his dream in a big way.
I'm still waiting for the little tiny way.
TV, a job, a house, or a lover.
you're running, you won't feel so cheap.
Strange as that seems,
it does seem just a little bit strange.
Sometimes a person gets her love in a big way. A house, a car, maybe some children.
The more she gets, the more she feels.
Was Sometimes from the Broadway musical Runaways. And next up is Bring Me a Little Water, Sylvie. The original for that for me was Harry Belafonte back in the 50s, but this is a more updated version. And you have to sort of imagine what's going on. The people are actually slapping their hands together, stomping their feet, and patting their body to make all these sounds that come out in this song. Bring Me Little Water, Sylvie, by the Bel Canto Choir. Canto Choir. The next song is How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees. This is from 1977, one of their big hits. It was used in the movie Saturday Night Fever. Here's the Bee Gees, How Deep Is Your Love?
I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave. And it's me you need to share. The Bee Gees. Next up, from a decade earlier, 1968, this is Hurdy Gurdy Man by Donovan, and it has an actual hurdy-gurdy instrument playing in it, and something, either that instrument or something, makes the whole thing kind of haunted. So I like haunting music. This is a good one, Hurdy Gurdy Man by Donovan.
Like a star in my vast sleep, I opened my eyes to take a peek, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. Just then, when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love, then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love.
That was Hurdy Gurdy Man by Donovan. Next up is Shady Grove by Jerry Garcia and David Grossman. You know, I sometimes wonder how a band like Grateful Dead could be able to play country music so well, and some of the stuff they do, traditional hymns. This is one of those, and it's Jerry Garcia and David Grossman. And Grossman was actually invited to play with Doc Watson when he was 17. So Doc Watson's part of our world. So here's a guy that crossed over. No wonder he can play like this. Here we go with a well-known traditional fiddle tune, Shady Grove.
Summertime, apples in the fall. If I can't have the girl I love, I don't want none at all. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove. Play on it, I wish that girl was mine. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove. I had a needle. I could soar. So that pretty girl to my side, and down the road I'd go. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove. I come here to marry. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove.
That was Shady Grove by Jerry Garcia and David Grissmutton. And the last song on the show today is some good old-fashioned gospel, He Hideth My Soul by the Heartland Harmony.
Savior. dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand. Transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand and covers me there with his hand.
He hideth my soul by the Heartland Harmony. You're listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia. And now it's time to close out the show by asking you to join me. So, please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.